let's jump into this because I wouldn't say I'm in a state of shock. Nothing really surprises me anymore. I think I'm disgusted more than anything else. David Icke, who's been a personal friend for a long time and a great friend of this program and a friend of truth and honesty and integrity of real people around the world for many decades, is now, let's put it this way. He's the first level three terrorist that I knowingly have ever had on the program. And he's been barred from the EU for the next 2 years. And I'm sure David's going to be sitting home crying about this a lot. Right, David? Welcome back, friend. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm all right, Jeff, actually. I'm looking at this ludicrous situation as confirmation that I'm over the target.
And, oh, you bet.
You know, if you look at the background to this, I was sitting at home one day and I got asked if I would go to Amsterdam and speak at a peace rally, a mm-hmm. peace, not war rally. Mm-hmm. And so I said, yeah, okay, I'll go and do that. And then I didn't think much more of it. Until I started hearing about how it was kicking off in the Netherlands. And it took a very familiar sequence, very familiar to me, and not least, it's the same sequence that got me banned from Australia in 2019. So in that case, I was given a visa to speak in Australia. I was going to do six cities. And the visa was issued in September 2018 because there was no reason why I shouldn't be. I'd been there 10 times over the years speaking, and there was no problem. And then I was sitting with my son, Jamie, in a hotel near Los Angeles Airport. I'd just spoken in Mexico, and we were about to leave. We literally got the luggage, we're sitting in the bar waiting to get on the bus to go to start the tour in Australia, and along came a long and rambling, nonsensical email from the immigration minister, a guy mm-hmm. called David Coleman, mm-hmm. who, I don't know, he must have disappeared up his own backside when he was writing it, or whoever wrote it for him, because he was saying, oh yeah, you've been here 10 times, and there wasn't any problem, but you can't come now. And this is like 4 hours before my flight left. Start this tour. Mm. And what had happened in Australia is that a man and a dog organization called the Anti-Defamation Commission, an ultra-Zionist organization, of course connected to Israel, had said that I was going to be anti-Semitic and all the usual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then the Murdoch newspapers picked it up and started going for it and going for it and going for it. And bingo, at the last minute, the spineless immigration minister, Coleman, banned me from Australia. So I was invited then to the Netherlands, as I say.
You know, David, real quick, one note about the Australia trip. You were on the program from the hotel room after you had gotten this face slap from these jerks.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Went through the whole thing. I still couldn't. I process it. It's like these people have no intelligence. They're simply following orders. I don't know what the hell they're even made of. They're not made of people like I think people are made of. They are really
evil. They're definitely just following orders. They're just front men and women. That's all they are. And we saw the same with this example. So I agreed to do this this peace rally. And what would have happened is I would have gone into Amsterdam. I would have spoken this Sunday for 25 minutes, half an hour. Mm-hmm. And then I would have come home. But the same process unfolded. A man and a dog organization, ultra-Zionist connected to Israel, called CIDI, the CIDI, started kicking off. And immediately, and I'm talking the entirety of the Dutch media, then started expanding this into a, oh my God, this evil demon is coming to the Netherlands. We must stop it. And then, of course, what happens, as in Australia, is the politicians get involved, start mm-hmm. virtue signaling and repeating the nonsense and the lies that are coming out of Sidi.
Yeah.
And suddenly I'm all over, literally all over the Dutch media, being demonized, radio, television, newspapers, the lot. And not once, Jeff, in that entire period of about 2 weeks of constant abuse and demonization, did any member of the Dutch media come to me for a comment or a response? None.
So, why are we not surprised? Why are we not surprised? Because they're cowards. They're chicken crap cowards.
And, you know, when you travel around the world, as I have over decades, you see that, you know, the world is a very familiar place wherever you go. And one of the constant themes is the absolute cowardice and spineless nature of the mainstream media. And so what then happened, and this is the sequence, this is how they do it. They did it in Australia, and they've done it here. Number one, you get the man and a dog organization to start kicking off and saying this man's going to come here and he's anti-Semitic and he's a danger. And then the media pick it up and they repeat all this. What happens then is that alerts the morons in the so-called anti-fascist movement, who wouldn't know a fascist if it bit them on the bum. They would if they looked in the mirror, then they would see what fascism was. And I was in a situation, Jeff, where there were going to be three counter-demonstrations against me speaking at a peace rally, two anti-fascist three. Organizations, so they call themselves, one of them Sidi, and they were going to blow whistles and bang drums to try to drown me out. I mean, you're talking children and kindergarten here. But the third anti-Ike counter-protest was going to be from Extinction Rebellion, because I'm calling out the climate change hoax. And so that's the next stage. They start kicking off. And I had death threats, quite a number.
Show up here and you'll go out feet first.
And what happens then as the sequence continues is mm-hmm. the police move in and they say, well, we're very concerned about this because the arrival of this man is causing discord in society. That's what this David Coleman bloke said to ban me from Australia. Your appearance here could cause discord, whatever that's supposed to mean. And what they're doing is they are creating the discord. I'm just going to talk about peace. They're creating the discord, and then they use the discord they've created to justify banning me. But what happened in this case is, and this is a big statement for why one of the big statements that I could list them for hours, why the European Union is such a fascist organization and a very dangerous one, is because they have this Schengen group of countries. It's 26 countries. It's basically the entirety of the European Union, except one or two. And what they do is they move as one unit, I now see. So the ludicrous injustice minister in the Netherlands and the government in general, the quote cabinet, decide that I'm going to be banned because I'm a threat to public safety, which they've actually created, of course. And then the whole of the Schengen group of 26 countries suddenly ban me. So as I speak to you, Jeff, I am banned for 2 years from 26 European countries. I can't enter. I can't cross the English Channel to France or Belgium, never mind the Netherlands, and all these other countries. I was being a tour in the speaking tour was being arranged for the spring, where I spoke in Estonia and Sweden and the Netherlands. And right. all those are in the Schengen group of countries, and therefore that's all gone now. So this is where we've got. And, you know, there is a massive element of desperation here. Because it also shows that this all-powerful network is not as all-powerful as it wants us to believe, in the sense that it's terrified of one guy going to Amsterdam and speaking for half an hour. I mean, it's ridiculous. They control the media, they control everything, all the institutions, all the overwhelmingly and increasingly they're picking off the rest, the sources of communication and information. And yet they're terrified of me to the point they've got to ban me from basically the entirety of the European Union. So I take it as a compliment and a confirmation that I'm over the target, and how pathetic these people are. They truly are, as well as being extraordinarily evil, because in terms of the Netherlands, it's a laboratory now. It's a laboratory for this Great Reset, New World Order. You've got Mark Rutte, the Prime Minister, who is, in my view, personally, he's demonic. And he's a puppet of the House of Orange, the Dutch royal family, that, of course, to Bilderberg group meetings for decades.
If I might add one thing, I think you just touched on something that is very important. I think that that creep is demonic, and I think a hell of a lot of them are truly evil, demonic people, if they're
well,
people at all.
What I found interesting, Jeff, is in this this long, rambling diatribe about why I'm being banned, they kept bringing in the reptilian thing. Now,
who did?
The government. They brought in the reptilian thing as one of the reasons why I'm being banned. They said I'm...
You're kidding.
The reptilians
called in the reptilians. That's funny.
Absolutely. And they said that basically I was dehumanizing politicians by connecting them to a lizard race. I'm not kidding you. This is... I mean, it has to be read to be believed. You can read it at davidicke.com. The whole area that I've been ridiculed for is now coming more and more to the fore. And more people are looking at the way the world is going and the agenda that's clearly unfolding. And they're realizing that it is anti-human. It's absolutely anti-human. So is it too much of a stretch to think that a blatantly anti-human agenda could actually be ultimately driven by a non-human force? So this is where the whole thing's going now, and what we're looking at here is an attempt to shut down absolutely every form and expression of dissent, and it's going right across the board, right across the world.
Yeah. Now this is all rather obviously despicable for any number of reasons. But I think beyond anti-human, I think this whole cabal of evil, of demonic people, are also anti-life. They want people dead. I think they enjoy death. I don't think they give a damn about our lives. I'm grateful that some of us are still around and haven't been silenced. There have been a lot who have been. It's anti-human. Yeah. It's anti-life.
Yeah, well, I write about this in the books and have over the decades.
Yes, of course you have.
Ultimately, you know, you can talk about the form, the outer form that different species, if you like, take, whether it's human, reptilian, gray, whatever. But in the end, what drives the behavior of all expressions of form is consciousness and the state of that consciousness. Right. And if you go deep enough in the rabbit hole, what we're looking at is a deeply inverted, and that's why the world is completely inverted. That's why, you know, for instance, the misinformers want to ban, the alternative media for disinformation and misinformation. It's an absolute inversion of what's going on. Everything's an inversion. I mean, you've got your COVID situation where they bring out a fake vaccine. It's not even a vaccine under any criteria to protect you, when it's actually to kill and transform you for those that survive. So everything's an inversion, and this consciousness is an inversion. You know, you look at Satanists, their symbols are inverted symbols, the inverted cross, the inverted pentagram. And this consciousness is called by some Native American tribal people Wetiko, or words very close to Wetiko, depending on the source. Yeah, and Wetiko is described as a mind virus. And what they're calling the Wetiko, I've described it over the decades as a mind virus. This is what it is. And it infects, and, well, the word that of course comes to mind is possesses form, people, bodies, whatever, and drives their behavior and drives their perceptions. I think this fake vaccine is absolutely part of this infusion of Wetiko into humanity, and which is why so many people have told me how people they know who've had the fake vaccine have changed their personality since they've had it.
David, I've heard so many stories about that. My mother's not the same anymore. My brother's not the same anymore.
Exactly.
My boss is not the same anymore. They're nasty. They're dark. They're often argumentative. They're hateful. Whatever. Yes, this is absolutely changing the personalities, and maybe much more than that in people who get these shots.
I think, Jeff, it's a form of possession. I think that's what the fake jab is. It's a form of possession. Certainly, it's a form of technological possession. If you look at some of the blood samples under big microscopic examination, and so it is changing the population. There's no doubt about that. And it was planned to. But it's this consciousness. Now, if you are in an inverted, distorted state of consciousness, which is what this is, then you can only feed off energy that's in that same state of awareness, that same band of frequency. Mm-hmm. And so you've got this consciousness feeding off human emotion and human thought frequencies. And to get that frequency into a form that it can absorb and interact with, it has to get human consciousness into the same state that it's in. So we become generators of the frequencies that this consciousness feeds off. And that's what's happening. This world is actually controlled from the unseen, what people call the astral or fourth dimension, the lower frequency ends of it. That's where this world is actually controlled from, and this is where these demonic entities exist in all their different forms, ultimately demonic consciousness, which the Satanists and the very famous, globally famous Satanists interact with in their satanic rituals. This is what they're doing. When people talk about sacrificing young virgins, in other words, children, to quote the gods, what they're doing in the sacrifice is generating absolute terror in the sacrifice. And that terror, that frequency, everything's a frequency, is then absorbed by these demonic entities operating just outside of human sight. And that's what the sacrifice is. That's what the gift to the gods is. It's this energy that's coming off the people and the kids being sacrificed. And that's why it's still going on in fantastic numbers. I mean, we've just passed Halloween. God knows how many children worldwide have been sacrificed at a major satanic date. And so this is the energy, the consciousness that's actually driving these people. That's why they have no humanity. They have no empathy. They have no compassion. They have no emotional consequence, no matter whatever they do.
Oh, so to you and me, morals and morality, for God's sake.
To you and me, killing people en masse with this fake vaccine and destroying the health for life of even more, creating hunger, etc., is and artificially inflating the cost of energy to make it people first of all dependent more and more on the state.
Whether it's natural gas or gasoline or diesel, it doesn't matter. They're strangling us with that technique.
Exactly.
Well.
Now, to you and me, to consider doing that in a cold, calculated way. I mean, our access to empathy, the fail-safe mechanism, in my view, of human behavior, putting yourself in the feelings and in the consequences of what you're doing, we would not be able to do it. But they can, because they don't have this empathy, this compassion.
No conscience,
exactly. It's the same thing. And like I said earlier, the Netherlands, it's demonic, that country now. And it's a laboratory. So it's no surprise that Rutte, and it's one of the things that's really kicked off in the Netherlands in the last few weeks and months, is Rutte is targeting Dutch farmers for destruction on the basis of saving the world from climate change that's not actually caused by humans.
I think 20% of all Dutch farms are expected to go out of existence here in the next 6 to 12 months, something like
and the
that.
The point being that the Netherlands is the second biggest exporter of food in the world. It's an incredibly fertile place.
Is it? I didn't know this.
Yeah, no. So that's why they're targeting it, because, of course, you then connect that to Bill Gates being the biggest owner of farmland in the United States now. They're controlling food. They're moving into control of all the elements of human survival. That's why they're doing the energy thing. The lockdown was about destroying and holding the world economy under the waterline and taking out loads of small businesses, medium businesses, even big businesses that are not connected to this global cult. And now they're driving that further with the cost of energy. And the idea is to create total dependency for the, you know, after the destruction of the chance of an independent livelihood.
Life or death dependency. It's not a joke. These people's lives depend on their obedience. That's where they've moved it.
Yeah, and so you've got basically three types of people in the world. You've got those that just unquestioningly believe anything the government authority tells them, and of course that was the basis of the opposition to me in the Netherlands. Then you've got the second group of people who can see some of it and really don't want to do what they're being told, but they're terrified of the consequences of not doing it. And those two groups of people have been responsible for every tyranny in history, because fascism's not brought in by fascists. Fascism's brought in by the population being acquiescent to fascism. That's how it comes in. I mean, a few can't control the many unless the many play their part fundamentally. And that leaves the third group, and that's the group that I call the renegades, the true renegades. And there's a lot of people in the so-called alternative arena who think they're renegades, but when push comes to shove, they're not.
They fold right up.
They fold. I mean, I've had experiences of this in the Netherlands. We were offered a house to stay over the weekend to save on expenses, and once it kicked off, that offer was removed. You know, and the people involved think they're spiritual, and you know, they're not. Their backbone is very fluid suddenly. So you see this all the time, and that's why I've said in my books over the years, don't do anything to help people. Because if you do, you're almost certainly going to be disappointed when they turn on you. Instead, do what you know to be right because you know it's right. And then when they turn on you, then you say, well, I didn't do it to help them. I did it because I knew it was right. And they were just being helped by the fact that I was doing what I know to be right. And it's a different way of looking at it. So you don't get this...
It's leading by example.
this great disappointment when people turn on you. Yeah, exactly. So this third group, the genuine renegades, who can mm-hmm. see it and then refuse to cooperate with it, and refuse to be silenced from talking about it and communicating mm-hmm. it, they're the group, that's the mentality that's ended every tyranny in history. And if this tyranny is going to be ended, that's the mentality that's going to have to come to the fore to do it. And that's why, coming back to what's happened to me in Europe now, they're targeting the people who are the renegades, because they're terrified of them, because they know that despite all the power they appear to have, mm-hmm. their power comes from the acquiescence of the population, overwhelmingly through ignorance of the situation, but also then through fear of doing anything about it if they do start to understand. They're terrified of the circulation of information that will take down their narrative. And their narrative is so ludicrous, it's so ridiculous, it's so obviously contrived and not true, that the only way they can protect it from demolition is by making sure there's never any debate or never any challenge to what's being put out. And, you know, you've worked in the media a long time, and so have I, in the mainstream for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was always controlled to an extent, it was, but the control of the media now, the mainstream media, is absolutely extraordinary. I mean, the BBC, Jeff, in this country, it's unbelievable. Mm. These people have no shame and no self-respect. Do you know, the BBC ran a story about this situation in the Netherlands and the EU, in which they said that I was saying that the quote virus is being spread by 5G, and that I'm saying that a Jewish organization is behind it. None of which I've ever said. I mean, it's completely pulled out of nowhere. And see, this is supposedly the state broadcaster in Britain.
Because they own, whatever you want to call them, they, the elite, the globalists, the cabalists, I don't care. They own all the platforms, and they know that the masses, if they hear something, repeat it often enough, will tend to accept it. And the effort to smear you, textbook, all the way. They just make it up, and they repeat it, they throw it out there. And some of it sticks on the wall, unfortunately. Now, you go back to the Netherlands, though. This is interesting. The Netherlands is one of five NATO countries, members, to host, they call it, U.S. nuclear weapons on its territory as part of a nuclear sharing agreement. The Dutch Air Force has assigned approximately 20 U.S.-made B-61 nuclear bombs, which are deployed at Volkel Air Base. The Netherlands is not this nice little mom-and-pop country. This country is really dark. It's got some darkness to it that most people don't see.
Yeah, I mean, I know many people in the Netherlands, and that's what they say, that this is promoted as a liberal democracy. Well, of course, liberal today means not liberal. It means woke, which means fascistic, because the whole left of politics has been taken over by the far, far right extremists. And it's called inclusivity and all the other nonsense they talk about. And they're playing with words. But actually, it's the woke mentality, which is taking over the world, really, is absolutely fascistic.
Listen, so you see it that way. It's worldwide woke takeover. Now, it's that bad. It's everywhere.
Because if you look at it, Jeff, the foundation of human behavior is human perception. We behave as we do because we perceive as we do. Mm. So the stadium in which this whole conspiracy of enslavement is played out is the stadium of human perception. And woke consciousness is a human perception. It's a state of perception. That's what it is. And so the woke mentality leads to woke behavior. And so what you have now is when I grew up, I grew up in a household in the English East Midlands that was left of center in its political view. And in those days, the left was demanding freedom of speech. It was challenging the power and imposition of what were then the millionaire class, now the billionaire class. And it was doing everything that actually today's alleged left, which is not at all now the woke mentality, is actually supporting. So now you've got so-called anti-system people like the Extinction Rebellion and BLM and all these people. You've got them in bed with the billionaires that the old left used to challenge and seek to expose. So there's been this absolute again inversion of what the left is, and they've basically deleted the left. And the radical challenge to power and the destruction of freedom is now coming from people who would have been considered the right in the old days of the left-right, ludicrous actually, but the left-right way of looking at the world. And it's this group now who can see it and not buying the narrative. They're the ones being targeted more and more for they're having their freedom of communication destroyed.
Well, it's also being destroyed with this incredibly insidious semantic war on the meanings of words and terminology. Think back of John Kennedy's times. He was a Democrat, so-called a liberal Democrat, wanting liberal change and reform to be achieved, during his term or two in office. The Democrats today have no resemblance whatsoever to the Democrat Party of John Kennedy. It's all been corrupted and twisted and changed. It's not the same. No resemblance.
Yeah, and what they do is...
Can you imagine John JFK being confronted with this woke mentality? How he would have responded to that?
Yeah, no. But what they do is they use party image in a very calculated way. So, I mean, America's like Britain. Britain is a classic. If you look deep into politics, here is a one-party state, and there's a few people in the Republican Party that are pushing back. But the Republican Party is just being pulled along with the same woke agenda. But if you look at the image of the Republican Party over the years, it's kind of authoritarian in its in the view that coming from the old left, that it's an authoritarian party. It's just for the bosses. It's just for the rich.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what the Democratic Party had the image, of course, of being against all that, right? And being much more of the people. So if you were trying to get this through, what's been going on through the Democratic Party, if you try to get that through with the Republican Party, people will say, see, so Republicans, look at what they're doing. This is what they're about. So what you do is you get this fascistic billionaire cult agenda through the Democratic Party, which in terms of rhetoric is saying the opposite of what they're actually doing. And it's much easier to get this stuff through a party with an image, well, not anymore, but for a long time, that was against what they're doing. But that same party's actually bringing it in, than a party that has the image of being for this, and therefore people pointed out immediately, look, well, this is the Republican Party, they're doing it again, this is what they're about. They've done it through the Democratic Party and the left. And in Britain, we have the Conservative Party. That's an absolute bloody disaster. Our version of the Republicans, I guess. But sitting in the wings is the Labour Party of a complete moron called Keir Starmer, member of the Trilateral Commission, who will oversee a government if this Labour Party gets in, which is, you know, the way things stand is likely at the next election, that will do to Britain what the Democrats have done to America, because they are a mirror now, the Labour Party, of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
There's
well, you
no
see
pushback.
Your future. That's your future.
Yeah.
That's
see, during the coming. COVID lockdowns, Keir Starmer and the Labour Party were criticising and attacking the fascistic behaviour and impositions of the Johnson government, not because they were fascistic, but because they weren't fascistic enough. The Labour Party, supposed to be the opposition, was calling for lockdowns not to be ended and for lockdowns to be more severe. So this is what's waiting to come in. And it's a mirror of the Democratic Party. And, you know, Britain is basically done if the Labour Party comes in for any time.
Interesting. Well, guess who's back in Israel? Bibi.
Yeah.
So,
well, of course, Netanyahu.
Doesn't augur well for a lot of reasons.
Netanyahu is an absolute, obvious, blatant front man for this global cult. Absolutely. That's why he doesn't go away.
He's a vicious one, I might add, as well.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a classic expression of this empathy deleted, compassion deleted, inverted consciousness. He's an expression of it. He's a vehicle for it. That's why he is what he is. And, you know, I do have to smile. You've got the, you'll notice, of course, you'll have noticed that the Anti-Defamation League is back shouting from the mountaintop.
Oh, they're slinging the stuff now big time again. You're right. They've suddenly
this
reappeared.
Guy Greenblatt.
Yeah.
This guy Greenblatt. And he's saying that, it's very dangerous for Trump to be let back on Twitter and all this, that, and stuff. And you go, hold on a minute. Just a bloody minute. During the Trump years in the presidency, Israel was basically, through Netanyahu, given virtually everything it asked for. And
some,
alongside Trump was a lifelong friend of Netanyahu, Jared Kushner. I mean, hello? You know, we've got to be very careful that people that are put up as opponents of what this cult wants are not actually either unknowingly or knowingly promoters of it. And you know, if you're going to control, a football match, it's no good controlling one side, because you'll influence the outcome with your team, but you won't know the outcome. They won't know the score before the game starts. If you're going to know the score before the game starts, you've got to control both teams and the referee. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. And one expression of the referee is the control of the legal system. So the organizers of this peace rally in Amsterdam have taken the government to court over the decision to move the rally from where they were planning to have it somewhere else. And of course, you knew when they went to court they were going to lose. Because the legal system, the judge system, judiciary, is controlled by the same group.
Long gone over here. A lot of people are, you could say, heroically trying to bring legal actions against this Department of Defense death weapon, which they call a vaccine. They're trying to bring legal action at local courts, regional courts. And even if they were to get an honest judge who would rule in their favor, then the appellate court system is completely controlled, absolutely controlled. They're never going to get anywhere. I'm sorry to sound negative for those of you who think the court system is still viable. It's not. It's over. So that's one thing they've made quite clear that they are in full control of, the courts. David's quite right.
Yeah, and so that leaves the question, what can we do? Well, the thing is that I go back to what I said earlier. A few can't control the many without the compliance of the many. And if we're going to head this off as it unfolds ever quicker, then there has to be, forget about the courts, forget about political parties. And just come down to the foundation of everything, which is human behavior and human response. If enough people say, no, we're not doing it, it cannot be done. There's too many in the target population for the, well, not even comparative few, the mm-hmm. ludicrous few mm-hmm. at the core mm-hmm. of the core that's driving this. And if you try to go through the courts and you try to think, well, this political party or this politician or whatever is going to do it, you're playing in their stadium. You're playing the game where they
Perfect
control
analogy.
The rules.
Perfect.
So it's in the non-compliance of the population directly, not through other people, directly non-compliant, that's going to stop this. This is why, you know, this second group that I talked about, which can see some of what's going on and don't want to do what they're told but are terrified of not doing it, that group has to grow a pair, stiffen its backbone and move into group number three, which is the renegade group that sees it and won't comply with it. Because the unquestioning group, number one, they're basically a lost cause because they've given their ability to form their own opinions. They've given that away a long time ago and show no sign of it ever being taken back.
It's amazing to me how fear is used so effectively and minutely. Well, it's both minute and it's across the panorama. Fear is used all the time, and it works. And that's tragic to me. What's the old expression? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Something like that. I forget what it is. But that's true. And if people could just stop being so damned afraid all the time. But they've been conditioned to be afraid. And they revel in it, some of them. They just do.
They no absolutely do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the foundation. We talked earlier about this inverted, distorted state of consciousness, which some Native Americans call Wetiko. Well, the foundation of Wetiko is fear. It's the frequency of fear. That's what it feeds off and manipulates people through. And because, you know, if you break this down, you go deep enough in the rabbit hole, the foundation of this Wetiko is fear. It's what it is. I think that's the source that brought this fear into the world. And it feeds off it and it manipulates it. And if you freeze with fear, Wetiko's got you. And you know, you see, like I said earlier about parts of the alternative media, they're all fine and dandy with the rhetoric, but when it comes to facing fear directly, you know, they run for cover. I've sort of seen that in the Netherlands in among mm-hmm. people. But there are people in the Netherlands gathering in number that do see it and are now beginning to refuse to cooperate with it. And
oh, I'm glad.
Which is a real challenge in the Netherlands because of the overall mentality of the country. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we have to do. It's no good people saying, well, I'm frightened to do it. You know, my response to that is, hold on a minute. Have you any idea where this is going? Have you any idea? If you think it's frightening now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh,
and your kids and grandkids have got to live in the world that your fear and lack of response is creating. You know, it's all right pointing at this network, this global cult, as I call it, and saying they're doing it. Yes, they are. But they can only do it because of the population's
acquiescence.
So you're playing the part fundamentally in creating what you don't want to happen.
Correct. Yep. I also want to go back to what you said about fear, frequency, Tesla, Everything is frequency.
Yeah.
And I know that there are frequencies for fear, for confusion, for happiness, for sadness. There are frequencies for all emotions. And I believe the cell grid, the cell network, is being used to, they're certainly serving up fear around the clock to people, among other things. Confusion, subservience, obedience, lack of will to defend your home, your property. There are all manner of fear frequencies being used on the people all the time. And no one understands that, but it's happening. And I don't see any other way around it except to, you've got to stand up and say, I will not live in fear.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
I will not concede my self-respect. Because those first two groups, the ones that believe what they're told without question and the ones that would not like to do it but do it because they fear not doing it, they are both deleted of self-respect. And what you've just said is something I've been talking about for a long time as well. This absolutely right. You know, they say about, you know, motorbikes and stuff, the throttle goes both ways and all that stuff. Well, so does frequency. Frequency can be generated from within, or it can be manipulated from without. Because emotions,
well said.
Let's take fear. Fear is a frequency. Now, that can be generated from within, or it can be projected into the field that we're interacting with through low orbit satellites, etc., and 5G and 6G and 7G that's in the pipeline. That can be that frequency, because they know all the frequencies. They worked them out a long time ago, decades and decades back.
Long
they
were working time.
Out the frequencies. So if you are operating in a field of energy that carries the frequency of fear, then if you're not truly in your power and generating a different energy from within, i.e. no fear, then that field of fear frequency will overwhelm you and you'll become an expression of it. And so, you know, I do have to smile and I'll actually cringe when I see Elon Musk being put up forward as some free speech advocate.
Oh, you saw he caved in day before yesterday. He just fell over, folded up. Now he's going to continue on with the same kind of censorship that Twitter was using before to fight hate speech.
Yeah.
The ADL talked to him and he groveled. He groveled.
He met the ADL. Oh, yeah. Free speech advocate meets ADL to be told not to be a free speech advocate. Not that he ever was. But you look at Musk.
You look at him. I don't wanna.
He's being played in terms of image of this kind of man of the people, maverick.
Yes,
he's the one overwhelmingly putting up the low orbit satellites for this this field bombardment of
what a coincidence! Yeah.
He's the one playing a major role in bringing in the driverless electric car. He's the one that's got through Neuralink this operation.
He's working hard on it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, all these different elements of this global cult frequency agenda, he is fundamentally playing a part in, and we're supposed to believe he's a free speech advocate, which is absolutely ludicrous.
He caved, David. I laughed out loud when I saw the story. Musk will continue to fight hate speech on Twitter. In other words, he will consider nothing else but what the ADL wants him to do, which is censor anything that they don't like. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. You've got Elon Musk. His grandfather was one of the forefront people in the technocratic movement in Canada and the Technocracy Party. Then you've got Jeff Bezos. His grandfather was one of four founders of ARPA, which became DARPA, the Pentagon DARPA operation, technology operation.
Yeah. Now, the last thing I want to ask you, we just have a minute or so left. They've also labeled you
cover stories for how they got their wealth and how they got to a situation where they are now. And I would say to this, just look, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Musk's organizations, look,
big tech.
Where did
big
the
tech.
Money come from? Where does the money keep coming so they didn't have to think about the bottom line to get to the point of near monopoly that they get? It's coming from the cult. That's why they do it. That's how they do it. So Amazon became what it was. I mean, what it is. Amazon was losing phenomenal amounts of money for a long time. But the money was always there, and then it's become a monopoly, basically. And it's going to start, well, it already is, but it's going to start going for the books. That's what it's been created for, to control the global book distribution market.
Absolutely.
So that it can shut down books that tell the truth.
Absolutely. Yours probably at the top of the list. Real quick, what is this level 3 terrorist crap?
This is what they say the Netherlands is now under, and therefore what possibly I would be doing.
Yeah, 2 years banned by the EU, and now labeled a level 3 terrorist. This planet is really going to hell fast. By design, don't forget that. It's all by the plan. Okay. Have a good weekend. Take care. Back with you Monday. And the network is up all the time, so a lot of good programming. Enjoy. Be well.